up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Pete this week. Pete, good to see you.
Hey Derek, do you know I have a cat that's named Moana?
Actually, I did know that. Oh. And even not sure she wanted to watch this movie, but anyway,
she walked out.
Yeah. And this week we got Steve. Steve, how's your week going?
It's gone. 3 days until spring break, or 2 days now. 2 days.
I hope. No, I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to jinx it. I hope you have a good spring break. Let's just say that one.
Okay.
Oh, 3 days till I'm going to Disney World.
Without the parks, though.
Without the parks.
And actually going to be very close to a representation of Moana.
This is true. I'm going to see her statue in the splash pad.
Yeah. So, guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up. But this week, we decided to talk about Moana 2. It follows Moana post Moana 1. She's looking for other people. Turns out that,
and it's a couple of years later, right? Because I mean, she has a baby. Parents have another child,
and they weren't three or four. Yeah.
So this is several years later,
and dad has gray hair. So although that that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because you know, but.
If you were Moana's dad, your hair would turn gray for sure.
Well, yeah, this is true. So she's out looking for other people. And apparently there is an island that is, I think, the hub of, without this island, the other people can't come together. So, and this island has been sunk by a, wait for it, sea monster god that has it out for people. And Maui has been captured by this god, I believe.
A different god, though.
I thought he was captured by the god and is being watched over by Bat Lady.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I took.
Okay, so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So there's this Bat Lady god that has a wannabe Ursula complex, and Moana has to take some of her friends along, and Maui does eventually show up, and they Moana's okay, here's a big spoiler because it's coming. Moana actually dies and then becomes a demigod, so she's brought back to life as a demigod.
The gods bring her back to life. Yes. Because she does something so heroic, I guess.
Which I feel like we've heard before in a Disney movie. Hercules. Anyway. So the island gets brought back up and people get together and everybody lives happily ever after is the theory. And then there is an end credits scene where Thanos shows up. Yeah. And well, literally it's the god that sunk the island, and he's sitting there on a throne and he's purple and saying, "This can't stand and we're gonna have to go after humanity."
Yes.
I mean, Thanos shows up.
Yeah, it's a very Marvel-esque, not Marvelous.
Yeah. Not marvelous.
No.
Marvel-esque. So that's the basic, and it essentially does is sets up Moana 3. So before we get started, though, before we get really dive into talking about it, I want to bring back our ratings for the original Moana. For the original Moana, all three of us gave the original Moana a 3.5.
Oh.
So we all liked the original Moana. Okay. That being said, here we go. Okay, the first question I have, and I'm talking about the ending where she dies and becomes the demigod and saves the world that way. Does that ending fit with the franchise / fit Disney? I mean, did that ending feel out of place to anybody else? Or did it really feel like it worked? And Steve, I'll let you start this one.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't quite pick up on that part. I just want to focus on of the people coming back together. And I felt that fit in with the theme of Moana. But now you're talking about her becoming a demigod. Not so much. I think it sort of jumped the shark. The Maui shark.
The shark jumped the shark head?
Yes. yes, but the feeling of the people coming together, I felt that tied in with like the Moana sort of theme and stuff. But going the demigod route, I think that was pushing it too far. Like we said, going into the Marvel Hercules realm.
Pete, anything to add?
I guess I agree. I mean, it didn't bother me as much as other things did in the movie, because I agree with Steve in that, like, the ending of having, I mean, you knew it was coming, but having all the people of all the different tribes or whatever you want to call it being able to come together, you kind of knew that that's the Disney ending of it.
That's such a Disney. I mean, look, Leia, the Last Dragon. I mean,
right. So, like, the her becoming a demigod, I thought was dumb, but so I guess, you know, I don't think it was great or anything like that, but it didn't particularly distract from the ending of the movie to me. You know, because it's like, well, again, because they have that teaser at the end and they're like, oh, okay, good, we're setting up Moana 3, great. You know, so now it's going to be gods versus demigods. I don't think I want to see this, but
well, come on, you watch it all the time in Marvel.
Well, this is true. This is true.
<That's> Marvel.
Marvel has better songs.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, for me, it was very much an eye roll moment. I mean, we watched Princess and the Frog a couple weeks ago, and there you actually had a character sacrifice himself, for lack of a better term, for
right.
the common good. I honestly would have loved to see her come back as, like, with the ancestors, and all of a sudden it's her sister that's taken up the role.
That would have been too daring.
You're right.
I agree with you. That would have been the best thing in the movie.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have done.
They're not going to do it with that.
There's
much.
No way they're doing that.
Yeah. I mean, this movie brought in over $1 billion in the box office. After Moana 1 brought in over $1 billion in the box office. They're not going to mess with her.
And Moana 1 is the biggest streaming movie on Disney Plus ever. And this was the biggest release on Disney Plus ever. Yeah, I think it's safe to see we're seeing more Moana.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to, Gina, I'm actually going to skip. I'm going to invert the next two questions. So that being said, if that ending didn't really work, what is missing? So we all liked the original. What was missing? And my only stipulation is on this one, let's not talk music yet. So what else was missing from this that made us like the original? And Pete, I'll start with you.
I think you caught it right there with your last word, original. This movie reminded me of like an 80s sequel where you're watching a movie that they didn't really have time to write an original story. So they're just like, okay, what's the story beats of the first movie? Okay, so she decides she has to go on an adventure and she wants to explore and find something. So let's have the opening part be that, her figuring out how to go on that. And then, oh, she's got to meet these little creatures and they attack her on the boat. Okay, we're gonna have that scene. Oh, then she's got to rescue Maui. Let's have that scene. So like every scene in this movie was just a revision of the original movie. It's like story beat for story beat. And anytime you do that, you're going to hurt your movie by doing that, because at least for discerning adults, because it's like you're giving me the same movie but like a diluted version of it. And you know, I think of even like, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Frozen 2, but at least Frozen 2 was a different story from the original movie. This was basically the same story, beat for beat, the same story. Yeah. They run into it, another, you know, she has to go to another god that's under the ground, you know, that's below the surface of the ocean. And it's like, there was so little different from the first movie, but none of it was done as well.
Yeah, I would agree. And now, this was originally designed to be a Disney Plus series. And it was supposed to be a 10-episode Disney Plus series. And basically, they saw the money grab coming of, hey, if we release this in theaters, lots of people are going to go see it. And they didn't have enough story for 10 30-minute episodes. So that should tell us something. But Steve, anything bad as far as missing?
I would say just the interaction between Moana and Maui that they had in the first one. I felt like there was Maui Bartz, but there just wasn't that just two character interaction going back and forth. I mean, there were so many characters that you missed some of the connection building up between the characters.
Yeah, I would agree. One of the few things I liked in the movie was it introduced a few new characters, but I agree with what you're saying, Steven, that like the problem was that the new characters diluted we got from the original characters.
I think they'd have been fine with the Maui fanboy, like just having him join in with the crew, the playing off with the three of them, I thought would been quite interesting.
Or have the girl that was along be the fanboy of Maui and the one who fixes the boat or whatever.
Yeah.
But the big part for me, this wasn't funny. The original one, there were some legitimate funny parts.
Yeah.
This was not funny.
Well, and if there were jokes, they were the same jokes as the original.
Yeah. There was nothing. The heart wasn't there.
Yeah.
The heart of Tafiti was, but okay. Now, that being said, what was missing? Were there any stars to steer by? Was there anything good about this movie? Steve?
There's still the overall message, the heart, I feel like it was still there. Like, I feel like it tied in with the original. For a sequel, for a Disney sequel, it really surprised me. I mean, I've seen, like, Little Mermaid 2, Lion King 2.
All the Aladdins.
Yes. So, I mean, for a sequel, was it perfect? No, but I still enjoyed watching it. I didn't see myself being distracted. And I was worried about when I first had saw like the stills and looked like the animation had been lessened. So I was concerned about that. So I was really surprised that the animation was still on par.
Visually, it was still very stunning. The water scenes and all were still there. Do we know, and I haven't been able to find, were the tattoos still hand-drawn?
I'm not sure on that one.
I don't know.
Okay, so Pete, any other highlights?
I did think some of the like the action sequences were very well done. The you know, when they meet up with the little coconut people and they're fighting the clam or whatever, there were scenes within the movies that kept me, I guess, kind of what Steve's saying, that kept me rooted enough to be interested in the movie that I still was able to enjoy the movie, even though it was very derivative of the original. So there were sections, and as I said, they weren't perfect, but I did enjoy the additional characters. Particularly, yeah, the fanboy guy, mm-hmm. He was kind of fun. He was probably the funniest thing in the movie. And I will admit, like, the other two seemed a little unnecessary. I didn't find the TV series leaked in too badly to the movie. I mean, it was an episodic movie, but the original was very episodic too.
Yes.
The only thing I felt leaked in was these extra characters. And I was like, oh, you put these extra characters because you're trying to do 10 episodes of a show. And then you'd have an episode that's just about, you know, the farmer guy, and he'd get his own episode, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that they cut out. And so by not having that, he's just kind of like, oh, he's afraid of the water. And then in the end, he's not afraid of the water, right? They give him like one note to play.
Although I did love, did you notice the coconut water wings they put on him?
Yes.
And Regina in the background says that the tattoos were done in this one also by using hand-drawn techniques.
Yeah.
So,
makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's hard to find highlights on this one, to be perfectly honest. Now, I think we can all agree that the music was not up to par of the original. The primary reason for that is that Lin-Manuel Miranda was not part of this movie. Could Lin-Manuel Miranda have saved this movie? In other words, you take this story, but Moana 1 songs, does it redeem this movie, Pete?
I think it becomes a better movie. I think it becomes a more entertaining movie. I found the songs, same problem is that, oh, remember this song in Moana? Here's the same song, but not as good.
Our third one that had that super fast talking part, except in this one, you truly could not understand it, and there was nothing involved in the story with it.
Right. Yeah. They even had like the Maui rap song and like, you know, clearly trying to mimic Lin-Manuel Miranda and, you know, again, mimic. I think if he had been involved, it would still have been his style, but he might not have just like copy pasted his songs.
So yeah, like his songs for Moana versus Hamilton versus In the Heights, while there's some same common notes, they're not the same songs.
No, and Canto too, right? Yeah, no, I agree. He doesn't.
Oh, I forgot he did in Canto. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he has a style, but it's not like that. I mean, it's a recognizable style, but it's not completely repetitive. Like you don't listen to Moana and go, "Oh, these songs could be in Hamilton." No, they wouldn't fit in Hamilton, right? So, yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Steve? Would he be able to save the movie?
He would definitely make the movie better. Like, I got done and like none of the songs I remembered. Some of the songs were like a dead theme. There was one, I think it was the Bat Lady song, just did not seem like the fit with the style of the movie at all.
The best song of the bunch.
Yes. And then I think it's also some of the voice acting. It's like, it was the accent. I'm going, that just does not fit in with like the Moana theme. Yes. I think like the Inventor Girl, that one sort of like didn't seem to fit.
The bat,
it was fine voice acting, but in terms of the theme of the movie, it didn't seem to fit. And the Bat Lady.
The Bat Lady, it's like they tried to throw a Poor Unfortunate Souls at her and it didn't work. That and the whole, you know, can I get a chihu? I mean, seriously, to go that derivative on the Maui song on the nose, it's just, I don't know. Saved is a strong word. I think it may have bumped a rating up maybe one, maybe a 0.5, maybe a one, because there were so many, to me, there were so many story problems with this.
Yeah, but I think good songs can really take a movie. Like, I don't think Frozen is nearly as great as it was, as it was seen as, but the songs were so good in it, in the first Frozen. Yeah. And so I think the songs did a lot of the, you know, songs like Let It Go and, you know, some of those other songs, oh, yeah. Do You Want to Build a Snowman and everything like that. They're so good songs that it does a lot of the heavy lifting for the movie when you have great music.
And this did not have great music.
It did not. No.
Did anyone else think that, okay, so it was obvious the song that they tried to make, Moana had that, you know, her solo, her feature song about 15, 20 yes. minutes in, right. And it felt like Into the Unknown. It sounded more like that.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's yeah. I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda was wise to stay away from this, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only reason he did was because he was doing Mufasa. And he basically, you know, I think when it was a TV show, he was like, well, I'm not doing a TV show. And then at the last minute, they converted to a movie. They probably said, can you help? And he, you know, these songs are TV show songs, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So as we talked, we had the Marvel Thanos moment in the end scene of the god going, how did humans able to do this? And the bat lady going, I don't know. And the crab shows up and says, ooh, I've got an idea. And I've even got this song I can sing. And it just destroys the fourth wall in this. But what needs, because we will obviously be getting a Moana 3. I mean, Disney can't walk away from this much money. So what needs fixed? What would make you want to see Moana 3? Not accepting Moana 3, but what's going to make you want to see Moana 3? Keeping in, and let's go with the stipulations. Moana will be in the movie and Maui will be in the movie. With those two stipulations, what needs fixed for Moana 3? Pete.
Please let's not have another quest where they have to go on a quest and go through these trials and everything like that. The best sequels are sequels that change it up. You know, I think of like the Toy Story movies, right?
Toy Story 2 is probably your best sequel animated ever.
Right. And it, they really went with a different, they were like, well, the first movie is a buddy picture and the second movie is going to be a rescue. Right. So, come up with an idea that's not like, I mean, I don't know. I can't think of what it would be, but like, the give only me something.
Thing that jumps into my head and I'm scared of it
right.
is a romantic interest.
I'd go back with you, Derek, of her passing on.
Well, she's not
one of our two, your younger sister. Not
a human anymore.
Right. Well, it would be passing on her, whatever you want to call it, legacy or something to her baby sister. Without a quest.
Yeah, but then what's she going? Why does she pass it on? If there's no quest in this, what?
Maybe it's a rescue. Maybe the baby sister gets kidnapped by Thanos.
The bad guys come to them?
Yes.
I mean,
takes the baby sister and she has to go rescue the baby sister.
That's still a quest. That is still a quest.
Yeah, I do. I do like Derek's idea that can you turn it into like a romantic comedy?
No. Don't do it.
I mean, again, the fact that she is now a demigod super complicates that because she now is immortal.
Right.
And what I wish, actually, what I wish would have happened on that one, when they got rid of all of Maui's tattoos and everything, that he stayed mortal.
Actually, that would have been a better one.
That would have been a better ending.
Yeah.
Right? It switches back.
But, yeah, there.
Well, he got his tattoos back, though, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah,
he did. Yeah. When he got his hook back, he got his tattoos back.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't, you know, it's funny. I was, when the first movie came out, I was like, yeah, you know, we could have a sequel to this. That could be interesting. And then this came out and now I'm like, I don't want a sequel.
I don't want a three.
I don't, you know, it's yeah, almost always diminishing returns with sequels. Unless you, I mean, I know, as I said, I know Derek doesn't like the Marvel movies, right, but I will say that at least with the Marvel movies, they try to change up the story somewhat when they go to a new movie.
As much as they can,
which is kind of limited with what they're doing. But as I said, this was so much the same thing, just not done as well. I don't know. It makes me feel like there's nothing you can do with Moana, because Moana is an adventurer. So she's got to go on. She's going to have to go on an adventure.
She's a wayfinder. So she is going to go and find her way.
Right. So. Like, I don't know. Maybe like a fish out of water. Like maybe she goes to another land.
That's how you didn't like Chicken Little. No, sorry. Anyway.
Or maybe it's a prequel. We go back to hearing Grandma's story.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that happened.
Prequel type thing. Okay. So, well, we have actually just been joined by Kate. Kate, good to see you.
Thanks.
We have just got done basically destroying Moana 2.
Yeah.
I'll go with you. Was there anything redeeming to you?
So I actually, there were parts of the animation that I appreciated. And I am so sorry if I don't have a good connection. I am sitting in the parking lot of where I was doing trivia. But there were parts of the animation that I felt like, there was one part where Moana, I think she was looking at her little sister. And the way that the animation like showed her, she went to like smile. And for some reason, this caught my attention. I was like, dang, animation has come so far. So I really liked some of the animation. But this felt like a Kroger version of Moana 1.
I was thinking that. I didn't say it, but I'm glad you said it.
It's Kroger. Yeah.
It's Kroger cap, but Moana. Yeah,
it is. And like, I almost wish that they had not tried to emulate Lin-Manuel Miranda. Like, they tried so hard to emulate him, and they should have just taking it a whole different direction instead of trying to make it sound like his music.
For those of you listening along, she literally just signed on, so she did not hear. And so she's literally agreeing.
We have said.
Sorry. No, I'm not sure the four of us have ever been more in agreement on a movie.
Wow.
Across the board than the four of us are.
Maybe the only exception would be how much we all detested Black Hole. But
yeah,
that was pretty close.
So
I will be curious to know what our pixie dust ratings are.
As you said, it's time for cups of pixie dust. And simply because he is to my left, Pete starts this one off.
Oh, this is still not Moana. I'm going to give it a generous 2 because I can understand why kids would like this movie. It hits the beats, and if you don't have much discerning tastes, which kids typically don't, I can understand there's things to like about it. Myself, I cannot see wanting to go back and watch it myself, so I'm giving it a 2. Steve?
Okay. I am so torn because we don't do like 0.25s in between.
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. I'm going with a 3 with a big asterisk by it because there's major issues I had with the movie, but I still enjoyed it a lot more than I thought. Like, I'm really like I feel like 2.5 is almost too low. I mean, there's major issues, but it caught me off guard.
Okay. A 3 for you, just for the record, would be Sister Act.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Winnie the Pooh versus Rookie of the Year was a 2.5.
Oh.
Cinderella was the 2.5.
Cinderella is definitely a 2.5. I enjoyed this more than I did Cinderella.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with 3 because it's really like a 2.75. But 2.5, I think, is being too mean to it. So I'm going to stick with my 3.
Oh, maybe we didn't all agree with it.
No, we didn't.
You know, what's funny is I had the same struggle, Steve, of between a 3 or a 2.5. Because I was like, maybe I'm just being really harsh because Moana was so good. The first one was so good. I am going to go with a 2.5. So I will, Steve, I will bring in the end. Other end. I'm going to go with a 2.5.
And I am going with a 1.5.
It's actually more than I thought you were going to give it.
Just because I would rather watch this before I would watch High School Musical again. So,
oh my God, it's so much rather.
Well, you got to remember, High School Musical 1. So, but the
you're
last
talking about High School Musical, the musical, the series, right?
No, he's talking about the movie.
It's called a movie.
Well, the TV movie.
I gave it a 1.
Oh, what did I give it?
A 4.
Did I give it a 4?
4.5. You gave it a 4.
That sounds right.
This is the same rating I gave to Wish, for the record.
Yeah, I'd probably put this movie in that category.
And you, okay, for the record, Kate gave Wish a 2.5. Pete gave Wish a 1.5. Steve gave Wish a 2. So you like this that much more than Wish.
Oh.
And Kate thinks this is equal to Wish. Which, while funny story.
I'm torn. It's a 2.75. But
you keep yours at 3, and I'll keep mine. I also feel like it's 2.75. So
I'm going to stick with my 3, even though there's major issues. That has a big star by it.
Speaking of stars, back to Wish. 2 points. 1, apparently Wish is getting its... What are you doing?
I'm wayfinding.
You're weird. According to... So Wish will actually have its own float in the new upcoming nighttime Disney parade.
Disney's going to make Wish happen.
Well, but there was also a Wish... topiary diorama there at the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah.
I cannot count the number of people I walked by thinking that it was the flower sister from Encanto.
Right. That's what I heard, is everybody thought it was Encanto.
So, yeah, Disney's going to try and make us like Wish. I don't think it's going to happen. But, so, okay. Kate, being on the road, doesn't have access to the Disney Plus news, but I have access to the Disney Plus news. So, and actually, there's only one piece of Disney Plus news. Star Wars Tales of the Underworld will premiere with a series of shorts on May 4th. Features some of the bounty hunters from the multitude of animated series, especially Clone Wars. And I know our producer, Gina, is incredibly excited about getting to watch this. Pete, have you seen it? Have you seen the trailer?
I have not. I did not know about this until just before the show. So, okay. But if it's got Cad Bane and Asajj Ventress, I'm all in.
It does have the Blue Man Group reject in it. And yep. Yeah, so. Okay. Yes, Kate?
I'll wait until you're done with Disney Plus news.
I'm done with Disney Plus news.
So I don't want you to drop you two down. I just want to say Pete and I are in agreement that Daredevil is very good. It's very good. Derek, you would hate it. Like, hate every single second of it. It's very dark. It's very bloody. But the Easter eggs in it are, and the villain is perfect, and the symbolism between good and evil and Daredevil and Fisk,
it's really good. I mean, it might be better than the original.
It might be. If you are a Marvel fan, like a big Marvel fan, and you know the fandom and you've watched all of it and you can catch the Easter eggs. I missed some of them. And Pete was like, did you catch this? And I was like, I missed it. It definitely is very good, but Derek, you would hate it. So
fair.
That's very good.
So
it does. I will say it does lose something. Same thing Pete and I said last time, when you lose Foggy and Karen, it does lose something, but it is still very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Oh, going back to Boatu, did anyone else think when the serpents were coming up about the screeching eels from Princess Bride? Or was that just me?
No, I thought Hercules Hydra.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. So
that must have been one of the parts that I stopped paying attention.
One of the parts? Yeah.
You know what? I didn't remember it either, Kate, so I must have too.
All right. So coming out in May is the live action Lilo and Stitch. We are going to continue our policy here of not watching the true live action remakes. However, when they come out, we tend to watch the animated version and review it to just show, even if it's not great, how much better it's going to be than the remake. So we have, and we would do this a whole lot closer to when Lilo and Stitch is actually coming out, but we're going to have a month of Andor thrown in there.
Oof.
So with, yeah, Kate, yeah, there's going to be a month. There's going to be 4 weeks in a row of Andor. So, and I'll explain how we're doing Andor here in just a second. But for next week is Lilo and Stitch, the animated version. Which I will say I have only probably seen like once, and I honestly don't know if that was all the way through.
I was obsessed with it.
I've only seen it two or three times. I haven't seen it a lot.
Matter of fact, I can pretty much guarantee mine is not seeing it all the way through. So, okay, Kate, prediction. Am I going to like it?
I think you're going to give it maybe a 2. Maybe a 2.5.
That's what I think.
I've seen it literally 100 times. I was obsessed with this movie in high school, which sounds very weird, but I loved this movie. So,
okay. So we have Andor coming up. Andor premieres, I believe it's the 22nd of April. They're going to be premiering. It is 12 episodes covering the 4 years between Andor 1 and Rogue One. So, and it's 3 episodes. Every year, and they're going to release those 3 episodes every week. So basically, a week is a year. We are going to dedicate those 4 weeks to watching Andor so we can get the four years done as it's coming out. And yes, we'll take about a week break and then we will watch Rogue One after it just to see how it ties in. Because I remember enjoying.
Does it make? Because Rogue One is very good. So can it make it better? We'll see.
Yeah. And Rogue One, I will admit, has grown on me. I did not like it when I saw it in the theaters the first time, but I have come to really appreciate it.
Rogue One, the one that ends with them handing off stuff to Princess Leia? Yes. That's the beginning. Okay, got it.
So, yes. So that's what we're going to be doing with Andor. We will be watching Mufasa coming up. We're also going to be going back and visiting some of the South American films from Walt Disney that will be coming up as well, including the documentary about him making the South America films. So, yes, Kate, you can just Kate, you can get over it.
That's fine.
Because have you actually watched Saludos Amigos, the Three Caballeros lately?
No, probably not.
Have you ever actually watched them? No,
probably not.
Okay. Because they are both movies that I remember there are some very, very good parts of. There are also some very, very slow parts of. But I, from what I remember, there are some very, very good parts of both Three Caballeros and Saludos Amigos. And they're short.
They're both very short.
Short.
To the point of we're going to do both of them in the same episode.
Yeah.
So if you have suggestions on stuff you want us to watch.
I have them on DVD.
I think I do.
Wow.
I also have like the American Heroes and all the, you know, the Make My Music and all those on DVD also that are not on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So if you have suggestions, though, please email us at plusfortune@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. We're having, you know, trouble coming up with stuff to watch because there's not much stuff worth watching coming out. So, because I'm sorry, we're not watching Descendants 7 or 8 or whatever is big now.
Five. They released it today, a cast photo.
Yeah.
Five.
And good grief, I'm sorry, was there a more contrived way to announce the cast of Avengers, the grasp for more money, or
that was super annoying.
Yeah, like with the 10-second clips of them like putting the chairs out.
Yeah, over 5.5 hours time.
Yeah. When the two they didn't announce of Elizabeth Olsen and Benedict Cumberbatch, I would be willing to bet at least Benedict Cumberbatch makes an appearance in the movie.
Yeah.
And Paul Bettany is Vision. I bet he's in the movie somewhere. So
I'm sure there's a lot of people they haven't announced yet that are in it. I'm sure there's going to be people in it that they won't even announce and that will be surprises.
Yeah. But so, they also announced that there's going to be a very strong mutant presence.
Yes. A lot of X-Men.
Really going to come into the MCU.
Yeah.
So, guys, we have new episodes every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasts, most Thursdays. Life sometimes get in the way, but every week we have an episode on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Pete, Kate, and Steve, Gina in the background, we will see everyone next week with the original Lilo and Stitch. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.